And we're back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get you set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Doan. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers, and coach sitting at 4-1 in the season, now 1-0 in the conference. Obviously a big win on Saturday as you come around out of the gates and beat Northwestern, a pretty good basketball team.
Northwestern's awfully good, and they're just going to get better. Robbie Gill will be coming back for him, and then Edelman plays football. Got a lot of young guys, but really, really good basketball team, can really score the basketball and get away with coming back from behind, because we had them down a little bit, and then they came back and made a tough game at the end.
Tough conference opening weekend or so. You've got this game here tonight with Doan. You had Northwestern on Saturday. This Saturday you go to Morningside. This is a big test for you guys.
Yeah, this is a big stretch for us, and that's what you want. If you're going to play for something big at the end, namely conference championships, you've got to be able to play well in back-to-back-to-back games. It happens to be at home tonight. Saturday will be on the road. And so it's always, we talk a lot about the mental being four times as important as the physical, and that's really what conference play is.
Talk about the first five games of the season, sitting at 4-1, about what you expected.
I don't think you can ever, when you're starting out, think about a record or whatnot. We've had some really good moments. Winning on the road at Bellevue was a big thing. Then we turned around, did not play well the first half against Benedictine, competed hard the second half, but fell short. I think the lesson there was you got to be ready right from the get-go, and you got to play 40 minutes to beat good teams. Responded well the next day against AIB, and then, of course, had a week to get ready for Northwestern. I thought our preparation was very, very good. I thought our guys were dialed in, and that's something we've really tried to zero in on, that, game night is one thing, but really what wins the game is how you prepare during the week.
In the ball game against Northwestern, you out-rebound the Red Raiders 41-37. You outscore them from the free throw line 31-17. The two main factors of the ball game?
No question. We talked a lot about the glass, rebounding. We feel that that's an area that we want to win every night. Our guys have made a commitment to that. They made a goal, to be one of the best rebounding teams in the league at the beginning of the season. And then getting to the free throw line is always a huge thing, because it means you're attacking the basket and you're being aggressive. So we feel if we can do those two things again tonight, we got a good opportunity.
I think it was the Benedictine game was the only game you guys got out-rebounded in, and you took a loss in that one.
Yeah, there's no question. Again, that the rebounding thing is just an effort area. It's concentration. It's on the defensive end making a hit, boxing out, and on the offensive end doing your job. If you're supposed to go to the glass, get to the glass every time. If you're supposed to get back, get back.
Three guys that have done the job for you so far, Brady Lohman, Dylan Flynn, Jake Hamburger, pretty well carrying the load for you so far.
I've been very, very consistent. Brady, of course, I think has done that throughout his entire career. Again, just phenomenal work habits. Dylan's been very, very steady on the inside, has done a really good job getting to the offensive glass, and he's just a skilled guy. I mean, he can hurt you on the block, but he can step out, put it on the floor, he passes well. Jake's done a great job without the basketball of cutting and moving and getting some easy opportunities. So those three guys have been very, very consistent.
Anybody else step up for you in the first five games?
The last game against Northwestern, I thought our bench was huge. Ibufall had 8 rebounds, scored some on the inside. Zach Lena came in. I think the first two possessions he got offensive rebounds and put back. So when you get a spark from your bench like that, it's a huge thing. And Carson Bloom has really, really played extremely well off the bench. Tobin's finding his rhythm. He's getting involved again. So I think we've still got our best basketball ahead of us, and we're still putting it all together.
Tobin come off of his injury from last year. Is he still trying to get work back into form and getting up to full speed?
I think when you come off an ACL, it's just a matter, number one, of trusting your knee again. That's a major injury for an athlete to come off of. He's done a great job of working and progressing. But again, you're trying to get your confidence back. Plus, you didn't play for a year, so you've lost a little bit of timing and rhythm. And I think he's getting that back. And I think his best basketball is ahead of him.
Shooting the ball pretty well for us early in the season, 48% from the field.
Yeah, we are overall. The good news is we shot 42% Saturday, but beat a very good basketball team. So what that means, what that tells us as a coaching staff, is we're doing a lot of other things really well, like you mentioned, rebounding, defensively, being in position, helping guys out. Because usually if you shoot 42% against Northwestern, you don't win because they're a high-flying act. They score a lot of points. But we felt that our guys did a lot of things well on the defensive side in the rebounding areas and transition defense to win the game.
See a high-flying team tonight in Doan as they come to town. This is a team averaging close to 95 points a game.
Yeah, we coined it a three-headed monster for sure, and that's Hootie Holt, Dominique Smith, and Nick Reed. Those guys are averaging 63, 64 points themselves between the three of them. Reed's at 22, Dominique's at 21.7, and Hootie's at 19.1 or something in that area. Now, with that said, we've also stressed to our guys that we can't just neglect other guys, that we have to get, if they have the ball, we have to get ball pressure on them. But we also have to be ready when Smith has it. He cannot get deep in the lane. When he gets deep in the lane, he punishes you. He finishes, and he gets to the free throw line. Same thing with Hootie. And then Nick Reed, I think, has just been a four-year stalwart for them. I mean, he's good inside. He can rebound. He can shoot it on the perimeter. So we'll have our hands full with those three guys, and we got to guard them with five.
Talk about maybe our philosophy behind them, maybe stopping these guys or at least slowing down these the three main guys.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. Stopping them is one thing, but slowing them down is a bigger thing because you're never going to shut them out. We've got to make it hard for Reed and Smith in particular to catch the ball. Reed posted up a lot against Briarcliff in their last conference game. We can't sit behind him, play behind him, and expect to have success because he's going to get to the free throw line. He's going to score. So we got to make it hard for him to get catches. Same thing with Dominic. We got to find him early in transition. We can't let him get ahead of steam coming at us. If he has the ball, we got to build a wall behind him so that he sees that we're in early help position. And then Hootie, of course, can shoot it and put it on the floor. So we've got to understand team defensive concepts in order to slow those guys down.
You always wanted to slow down transition. You saw a team that was very good at that on Saturday against Northwestern. This is a very similar team, isn't it?
No question about it. Don't like to get up and down the floor. As you said, they're averaging 95 points a game. You've got to take away transition. You cannot give up easy baskets and win consistently. And so that's something you talked about with rebounding. If you give up second shots, people at this level make you pay. If you don't sprint back and transition and point and holler, people make you pay. So those will be two key areas for us.
It's a team that should shoot the ball extremely well, too, 55% from the field.
Oh, no question. I mean, offensively, you mentioned, you know, their average. They scored 95 against Briarcliff, lost 101 to 95. Yeah, you've got to pay attention to all their guys. And, again, you've got to limit them to one shot.
What can we get done offensively against their defense?
We've got to be able to move the ball, move players, make good reads with our cuts. Passers have to make good reads, and we got to take care of the ball. We also need to push the ball in transition, and we need to attack the basket and get to the free throw line.
Ironically, we got a couple of ex-high school coaches battling here tonight. I know you've had some experiences maybe with this guy before you got here.
Oh, Coach Weeks is an outstanding coach. We've been friends for a long time. We've talked a lot of basketball. Did an outstanding job for him last year. Did a great job at Beatrice High. So it'll be a great atmosphere tonight to compete against his ball club at Doan.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gamer is head coach for the Hastings College Broncos. Stick around. Got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Doan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena tonight getting set for the men's game between Hastings College and the Doan College Tigers here tonight. Doan coming in, a record of 4 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings coming in, a record of 4 wins and 1 loss. Hastings 1-0 in the conference. The Broncos open up this season with a couple of wins. They beat Baker 89-77 and went on the road and beat a very good Bellevue team 69-64. Hastings played in the Doan Classic a couple of weeks ago. Lost to Benedictine down by a score of 73-58. Came back to beat AIB out of Des Moines, Iowa by a score of 97-64. And Hastings, for the first time since 2009, beating Northwestern in men's college basketball on Saturday as the Broncos beat the Red Raiders by a score of 90-81. Meanwhile, for Doan, they started the year with a win over Ogallala Lakota College. Out of, I think it's out of South Dakota. 127-21, they beat him in the season opener. Then they beat William Penn, 115-98. Beat AIB out of Iowa, 72-63. And lost to Benedictine, the same team that beat Hastings in that Doan College Classic, 82-74. Came back and picked up a win over Bethel College of Kansas, 86-69. And then lost their conference opener to Briarcliff, 101-95. Doan is led by some good athletes here. We'll see Nick Reed tonight. He's averaging 22 points per ball game. Hootie Holt averaging 19 points per ball game. Dominic Smith averaging 21 for the Tigers. Hastings College is being led so far by Brady Lohman. Lohman is averaging 16.8 in the season. Dylan Flynn at 13.2. And Jake Hamburger averaging 12.8 points per ball game. So a good early season clash here, I think, in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You're going to see very good head coaches battling it out in this one. Jimmy Weeks is the head man at Doan. He was a high school coach at Beatrice High School a couple of years ago before being hired by the Tigers. And, of course, Bill Gavers, the longtime head coach of the Central Catholic Crusaders up in Grand Island, now in his first year as a head coach at Hastings College. So a couple of very good high school coaches who have now moved up to the college coaching ranks, and very good friends will be squaring off here tonight. Jim Weeks for Doan and Bill Gavers for Hastings College. We'll get to the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Tigers of Doan, they're going to go with Hootie Holt tonight. Hootie is a 6-foot sophomore out of Lincoln. He's averaging 19 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Kyle Carper is a 6'3" senior from Holyoke, Colorado. Carper is averaging 4.7 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. Nick Reed, a 6'4" senior out of Syracuse, averaging 22 points and 7 rebounds per game. Sam Schlottman is a 6'1" junior out of Howells, Nebraska. Schlottman is averaging 6.7 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. And then we're going to have a Jamie Trovecki as a 6-foot junior out of Los Angeles, California. Trovecki's averaging just a couple of points per ball game and a couple of rebounds per ball game as we get set to go tonight for the Tigers. For Hastings College, they will start this way. It'll be Akeem Morissot, a 5'11" senior out of Delray Beach, Florida. He is averaging 4.8 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Jake Hamburger is 6'2" senior. Hamburger from Hastings St. Cecilia, the transfer from Morningside, averaging 12.8 points per ball game, 2.2 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, a 6'4" senior out of Alba, averaging 6.2 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" senior out of Norfolk. Lohman is averaging 16.8 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. And Dylan Flynn, a 6'7" senior out of Lincoln, is averaging 13.2 points and 5 points or 5 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups tonight have been brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So a very enthusiastic crowd here tonight. In fact, a pretty good crowd on hand. Watch the men's ball game tonight between Hastings and Doan. The Tigers, a very successful season last year. Hastings not too shabby themselves as they got over the 20-win plateau a season ago. Now the Tigers and the Broncos squaring off for the first time of potentially two meetings here this season between these two teams as Hastings will play in Crete later on this season. Brent Wells, that's going to be a Dylan Flynn jumping things off against Nick Reed of Doan. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. The ball is in the air. Double tapped and is controlled by here by Hastings. Akeem Morrison has got the ball. Hastings will shoot right into the student body section for Hastings College here in this first half. There's Hamburger going for the hole. His shot is up and in. Nice pass. Jake Hamburger lays it in, and the Broncos have the lead. 2-0 is the score just underway here at the Osborne Sports Complex after the Hastings College women picked up a win in the opener here tonight. Here's Doan working with the basketball. That's going to be Nick Reed with the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Now to Hootie Holt. Hootie Holt gives the ball away. That's a Trevecki going to the hole. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Chip trying no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger coming back the other way on a dribble. Loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Morissant. Here's Akeem Morissant, the transfer from Nebraska Kearney. He's got the ball for Hastings College. Bounce pass goes to Wells. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. His shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn scores on the assist from Wells, and Hastings scores the first two baskets in the ballgame. 4-0 is the score. The Broncos have the lead 1 minute in the contest. Doan has got the ball shooting to our basket to our right here tonight. Hootie Holt has got the ball picked up by Morissant. Over on the far sideline down to Sam Schlottman as they work the ball around. That's Trevecki with the ball down in the corner. Hootie Holt with it, brings it up to the free throw line, kicks it out to the top of the key to Schlottman. Three-pointers put up there, no good. Rebound Hamburger. Outlet pass intercepted. intercepted by Nick Reed. First turnover on the Broncos. Nick Reed has got the ball. Reed has got it for Doolin. Takes the ball down the right side of the lane. Tries to put a man in the air. We got a traveling violation. Ran right into Dylan Flynn. They wanted a foul in there. They didn't get it. They got a traveling violation instead. First turnover on the Tigers here in the ball game. Doolin averages 12 turnovers per ball game this year. Hastings averages 14. 4-0 is the score. The Broncos have the lead on field goals by Jake Hamburger and Dylan Flynn. Broncos have the ball back here. Here's Brady Woolman with it now. Free throw line extended left side. Woolman moving to his right on the dribble. Picks up by Nick Reed. Gets it out to Hamburger. Now to Morris on free throw line extended right side. A whistle stops play. A foul underneath the hole here. That's going to go on Doolin. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hootie Holt. That's going to be his first. First team foul in the Tigers. Here in the first half of play, 18-15 to play. Here in this first half, Hastings with a lead, 4-0. They lob the ball inside to Flynn, grounds the ball, puts it up there, shots off the front iron, no good, battle for the rebound, is loose on the baseline, is picked up here by Reed. So Dylan Flynn misses the easy one right in front of the basket. Nick Reed runs her back the other way between two defenders, goes for the basket and scores. Nice move to the hole there by Nick Reed of Doolin. 4-2 is the score. Here's Lohman back the other way, three-pointer, bingo. Brady Lohman nails a tray for the Broncos. Hastings with an early five-point lead. 7-2 is the score. Kravecki with the ball now for Doolin. Winds his way into the lane. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline. Hootie Holt has got it. Hootie Holt moves it down in the corner to a Nick Reed. Around the screen. Reed at the elbow. Throws it out here to Schlottman. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morissette. Akeem Morissette runs it down the right side of the lane. Up right side of the floor. Gets it out to Lohman for three. Shot is up there way off the mark. No good. Does not draw iron, and the rebound comes down to Nick Reed. Nick Reed down to Hootie Holt. Hustles into the forecourt, now to Reed. Moves it over in the wing now. With the basketball over there is going to be Schlockman for the Doolin College Tigers. Backs around out now. Schlockman out of, or Trevecki has got the ball. Trevecki moves it inside the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses an easy five-footer right in front of the hole, and the rebound comes down to Brady Lohman. Outlet pass goes to Hamburger. Hustles into the forecourt, now to Flynn. Flynn with his back to the basket. Flynn dribbling with the ball. Two-handed pass to the near sideline. Morissette for three. Bingo. Hastings College has hit two trays early in the ballgame. 10-2 is the score. Hastings with an early eight-point lead. 16:40 to play here in the first half. Here comes Doolin back with the ball. Nick Reed has got it. Out to Schlottman. Now to a Hootie Holt, top of the key. Gets around Morissette down the lane. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up, shoots and scores. Hootie Holt scores there for the Doolin College Tigers. That's a 10-4 ball game now. Hastings with the lead. Hamburger with it now to Brady Lohman. Around the screen from Wells. Lohman moves it down in the corner. That's a Morissette with it now. Back out to Lohman. His shot from 17. Good. Brady Lohman with a 3-2 in the early minutes of the ball game. The Broncos back out to an 8-point lead, 12-4. We are 4 minutes into the contest here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena as Hastings and Doolin square out for the first time here this season. Nick Reed with the ball, high right side. Gets it out here to the top of the key as they move it over to the left side now. Schlottman has got it. Schlottman to a Hootie Holt. Back to the far sideline. With the ball over there is a Nick Reed. He's been around the past couple of years, and the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by Hamburger. Lena comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Zach Lena. Also coming in for the Broncos will be Abu Fall. Lena is averaging 8 points per ball game, scored 12 the other night against Northwestern. Abu Fall is averaging 7 points and seven rebounds per game. Abu Fall is a 6'7" senior who came to the Broncos during the offseason. 12-4 is the score, 3 seconds in the shot clock. There's a long range jumper put up there, it's good at the shot clock. So it's now a 12-7 ball game. That's a Trevecki scoring there. Now the Broncos turn the ball away. Second turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Doolin has got one. 12-7 is the score. Hastings College is out on top here, but the Tigers have the ball. Just underway here in the men's contest after the Hastings College women picked up a win in the opener tonight. Dominique Smith with the ball mishandles it out here in three-point territory. It's picked up by Hamburger. Second turnover on Doolin. Zach leaning at the free throw line. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted. Hootie Holder's got the ball. That's the third turnover on Hastings. Dominique Smith has problems with the dribble again. It's picked up here by Lohman. Lohman's pass down the floor to Zach Lena. He has the ball stripped away and is picked up by Holt. So another turnover. Hastings down with four. Doolin has got three. Tigers have got the ball. Here's Dominique Smith around the screen. Dominique down the lane. Kicks it out over here on the near sideline. Dribbling inside to the elbow. Stops inside the free throw circle to Kyler Carper. who's back into the ball game now. Hootie Holt drives it into the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Abu Fall to Akeem Morris on the far sideline. Down to Hamburger, 4-3, shot good. Broncos are hitting 30% of their three-pointers so far this year. There's raining threes on the Bronco end. The Broncos now have a 15-7 lead. 14 minutes to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Good ball game so far between Hastings and Doan. And now a five-second violation called on the Tigers. The dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. A five-second violation is called. Carson Bloom comes into the ball game now for Hastings College. Also coming in for the Broncos will be Tobin Reinwald. They'll be joined by Lohman, Abu Fall, and also Zach Lena. 15-7 is the score. Hastings with a lead. There's Lohman out for the baseline. His shot is good again. Brady Lohman is on fire to start the ball game. He's got 7 points. The Broncos lead by double digits for the first time. 17-7 with 13:50 to play here in the first half. Driving, there's a kick out into the corner. On the left side, bounce pass comes back inside the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Zach Hunt is into the ball game now for Doan College. There's Abu Fall. Makes a spinning move. His shot is up and in. Nice move. A sports center type of move. Right to the left side of the basket as Abu Fall puts one down. Hastings with an early 12-point lead over Doan. It is 19-7. Abu Fall, the big 6-foot-7-incher, making a nice move to the basket there for the Hastings College Broncos. Here's Nick Reed with the ball. Nick Reed at the top of the key. Spins in the lane. Kicks it out here to Zach Hunt, the former Adams Central Patriot playing for the Tigers. Working against his Bronco man-to-man defense. Driving inside, kicking back out. There's David McDonald, traveling violation. McDonald's the product out of Aurora. He's a big guy, too, for the Tigers. McDonald's a 6'10" and a sophomore. He had the ball in the wing on the right side and put it on the floor and drove it to the hole, and he's called for the traveling violation. That's 5 turnovers on Doan here in the ball game. Hastings with 4. The Broncos out to a 19-7 lead over Doan here in the early stages of the ball game. We're 7 minutes into this contest here tonight. Here's Carson Bloom bringing the ball back now for Hastings. Carson Bloom takes it to the top of the key, feeds it down in the corner to Lohman. Lohman looking, goes inside to Zach Lena, shovels off to Abu Fall, and his shot is up and in, and he's fouled. Nice pass down there by Lena. Abu Fall gets the field goal, and he is fouled into play. David McDonald picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the first foul of McDonald. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Tigers. Tell you what, the Broncos look sharp here. Hastings preseason ranked number 23 in the NAIA poll. They've also got wins over Bellevue this year. They've got a win over Northwestern on Saturday that was preseason ranked number 15. And Hastings is out to a 21-7 lead here over Doan in the first half of play. Abu Fall to the free throw line. His shot is up there. He converts on a 3-point play. Abu Fall now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 22-7 on the 3-point play. And problems in backcourt. We're going to have a turnover on Doan. Doan trying to drink the ball up, and they lost it on the dribble. Out of bounds right in front of the Tiger bench. The crowd is into the ball game early here at Lynn Farrell Arena today. Here's Akeem Morrison with the ball. Akeem out here in 3-point territory. Sends it to the left side. Tobin Reinwald, and we're going to have a foul called. We're going to have an offensive foul called on Abu Fall. Trying to set up a little screen on the left side of the lane. Fall picks up his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 1 on the Broncos. So only 3 fouls called between the two teams so far. In the first 7.5 minutes of this ball game, Hastings is out on top of Doan tonight by a score of 22-7. Broncos going to apply some pressure now in backcourt with Morissette and also Zach Lena. So Doan will bring things up. A 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals for the Tigers so far here in this first half of play. As they work against the Bronco man-to-man defense as they get it back into the offensive zone. And again, a 5-second violation called. The Tigers are dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Whistled for the 5-second violation. The Broncos playing good defense here. Doan is a team that's been averaging 94.8 points per ball game so far this season. They've been over 100 points twice already this year in their 6 ball games. Not so far. Hastings has put the clamps down defensively. 22-7 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Akeem Morrison has got the ball. Akeem, bounce pass goes inside to Reinwald, spins, puts it up there right-handed and misses the easy one. Rebound is loose, being slapped around, and now we got a whistle, and a foul is being called. Reinwald misses the easy one right in front of the basket there for Hastings. Then a personal foul is going to be called here on Zach Lena. Lena picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Broncos here in the first half. Pressure again by Hastings in backcourt. Here's a Hootie Holt with the ball on the dribble. He's going to be fouled in a play by Morissette. Akeem picks up his first, third team foul on Hastings. Hootie Holt on the drive back the other way for the Tigers. Now Doan will inbound the ball. Here on the near sideline, right in front of the scorers table. 12:09 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Doan by the score of 22-7. Men's college basketball action here tonight. Zach Hunt with the ball for Doan. Hands it away out here in three-point territory. Hootie Holt has got it. Drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It is no good, but he's fouled in the play as he is knocked down on the play. And now we're going to have some free throws coming up here. Tobin Reinwald picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Actually, that was not Holt. This is going to be Brian Bayer into the ball game now. He's going to come in here. The sophomore out of Howells. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll have another one. 22-7 is the score. Hastings is out on top here in this one. There's the next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to a blue fall. The ball poked away, but it's picked up by Tobin Reinwald. 11:50 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Tigers here in men's college basketball. Akeem Morris out with the ball to Zach Lena. Over on the right side to Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom holds it. Man-to-man defense here for Doan. Gives it away to Akeem Morris out here in three-point territory. Driving the ball against Zach Hunt. Now loses control of it and double dribble violation. Double dribble violation called here on Hastings. That's going to be the fifth turnover on the Broncos. And it's going to be Doan inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Hootie Holt has got the ball down for the Tigers as he moves it down in the corner. Out on the top, that's going to be Nick Reed. The ball's going to be poked into the backcourt by Wells, but it's going to be retrieved here by Nick Reed. 19 seconds left in the shot clock. Nick Reed back in the offensive zone. He's going to work out on top against Wells. Kicks it out here to Reed Williams, is into the ball game now from the wing. A shot from 10, good. Reed Williams scoring there for the Doan College Tigers. Williams, a freshman out of Lincoln. 22-9 is the score. Hastings with the advantage here. Carson Bloom moves it over to Wells on the near side. Now to Flynn, the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. Puts up a left-handed shot. It's good. Nick for Dylan Flynn scoring there. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. 24-9. Hastings with a lead as we approach the halfway point here in the first half. Hootie Holt with the ball now for Doan. But Nick Reed as they move it over on the far side. There's a long-range jumper. Good. I don't think that's the right guy. We'll check on that. Doesn't match up with our roster they supplied to us. Maybe a new guy in there for Doan, but we'll check that. 24-12 was the score. Now we're going to have a foul called on the Tigers. Foul's going to go on. Nate Keel is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Tigers. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Grady Lohman will play things in. The Hamburger, who's back into the ballgame. The Broncos with an early 12-point lead in this one. Hamburger goes down to Wells down in the corner. Down to a Woolman, or rather to a Hamburger. Down to Woolman here in three-point territory. Brady dribbling with the ball. Left side of the lane. Reverses it. Comes out to Hamburger. Hamburger about to 25 feet away from the basket. Now to Flynn. Up high. Dribbles it down low. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good as he misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Nick Reed. The Broncos have missed some easy shots here in the first half. Back the other way is Holt. And we draw a... Let's see some contact. And the foul is going to be called. That's going to be an offensive foul on Hootie Holt. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on the Tigers here in this first half of play. We're down to 9 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings with a lead over the Tigers tonight by a score of 24-12. Doan lost their conference opener last Saturday to Briarcliff. Hastings won over Northwestern. So a big ball game for these two teams here tonight. Woolman has got the ball, not a Hamburger. Out to Woolman again. There's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Wells. He follows his own shot, battling for the rebound. He grabs the ball. Brent Wells has got it as he keeps the ball alive here from the Broncos. Back out to Hamburger. Shot for three. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Wells again battled for the rebound and picks up the personal foul for his efforts. Wells picks up his first foul. That's going to be team foul. Number five called on the Broncos. And the ball game now is going to be Dominique Smith as he checks in for Doan. Dominique Smith is a 6'4" and senior from Louisville, Kentucky. So here comes Hootie Holt back with the ball now for Doan. Right-handed dribble picked up there by Carson Bloom of Hastings. Hootie Holt hands the ball away. Out here in three-point territory, Dominique Smith has got it now. Picked up by Hamburger of Hastings. Dominique Smith on a dribble goes to Hootie Holt. Fires up a three-pointer. It's off of the mark. No good. Too long. Ball is tapped to the corner and it goes out of bounds. David McDonald, the big 6'10" post player out of Aurora High School, tips the ball in the corner there for Doan. Knocks it out of bounds. McDonald comes out. Here comes Kyle Carper back into the ball game now for Doan. Carper is 6'3" and senior out of Holyoke, California, or Holyoke, Colorado. 24-12 is the score. Hastings College with the early lead here over the Doan College Tigers tonight. Just by the 9-minute mark here in the first half. Here's Jake Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger free throw line extended. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over to Woolman. Right sideline now. The Hamburger lobs it down low. Flynn grabs the ball. He puts it up there and misses the shot. And the rebound comes down to Doan. Tigers runner back the other way. Hastings misses another easy bunny there. Just to the right of the goal by Dylan Flynn. Doan back on the offensive attack. They're trailing in the ball game by 12 points. Here's a three-pointer thrown up there. Bingo. Nick Reed throws up the tray for Doan and scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game now for the Tigers. Doan is back to within 9 points, 24-15. Hastings College back with the ball offensively. Wells has got it now to Flynn. Flynn working in the lane. Double team. Now we get a foul called. A foul is going to go on Kyle Carper of Doan. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number five on the Tigers. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Now coming back into the ball game. It's going to be Jamie Travaki. Outside now is going to be Brady Woolman. Hastings has got the ball in their offensive end. Morrison has got it. Now to Dylan Flynn. Out here in 3 points territory to Brady Woolman. Woolman comes across the top to Wells. Now to Hamburger. Mishandles the ball. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be a Doan ball. Hamburger having a couple of words with the officials, but the officials say no, it's going the other way, and Hastings turns it over for the sixth time. So Doan has got it as a 9-point ball game, 24-15, 7:48 to play here in the first half. And now we got some contact made on top, and a foul is going to go on Akeem Morrison. So after a pretty good first 8 or 9 minutes here, the personal foul is called down the stretch. We're going to see a Boo Fall coming back in the ball game for Hastings College. Wells is going to come to the bench. Zach Lena also coming in for Hastings. So the Broncos are already 10 deep here in the first half, leading Doan by a score of 24-15. Carper has got the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Carper hands it away to Nick Reed. Reed having problems with it, but it comes out here in the three-point territory. Doan has got the ball as they work against the Hastings man-to-man defense. Down in the corner with the basketball there. And driving it, kicking it out here to Nick Reed. His shot for three is good. Nick Reed has got back-to-back trays here in the ball game for the Tigers. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. 24-18 is the score. The Broncos now have a 6-point lead as we approach the 7-minute mark here in this one. So Doan has come back to score the last 6 points here in the ball game. Here's Zach Lena with the ball to the free throw line. Spins, and now the ball is tipped away. Lena comes out into the three-point territory to retrieve it. Back out to Hamburger, now to a Boo Fall. The Hamburger, now to Brady Woolman. Checks the shot clock. We're down to 10 seconds on the shot clock to a Boo Fall. Now Woolman down the right side of the lane. Contact made. He throws up a shot. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Woolman taking the ball to the goal there. The foul is going to be called on the Tigers. And it's going to go on the Travaki. And going to the free throw line will be, looks like Brady Woolman. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Woolman gets the free throw to go down. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings on to a 7-point lead now at 25-18. Hastings College women won the first ball game tonight over Doan by a score of 83-73. Second free throw is up there. It is good by Brady Woolman. He's hitting 78% of his foul shots so far this year. 26-18. Hastings back out to an 8-point lead. Contact made underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Doan. That's on our mystery guy, Brian Bears, who got listed on the roster, but I don't think that's the case. He doesn't look like a Howells basketball player. We'll check that at halftime. 26-18 is the score. Abu Fall has got it for Hastings on the right side of the lane. Abu Fall double team, dribbling with the ball, now sends it underneath the basket. It's going to be over the head of Lena out of bounds. The seventh turnover on Hastings here in the first half of play is Abu Fall trying to take it back door to Zach Lena and throw it over his head. So Hastings with seven turnovers. Doan has got seven. 26-18 is the score. Trevecke has got the ball now for Doan. They work it around to the left side of Dominique Smith. His shot for three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Tipped around. Dick Reed grabs it. Now he loses control of it. It's picked up on the baseline there by Kyle Carper. Back down in the corner. His shot is up there and in. A three-pointer. They stay after it. They get the ball out to Nick Reed in the corner, who throws up a tray. And Doan has battled back to within 5 points now at 26-21. With 5:54 to play. Hastings getting a little sloppy in offense here the past couple of possessions. Carson Bloom has got the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Moves it over to Lohman. Free throw line extended right side. Still 18 left in the shot clock. Hastings with Zach Lena. An offensive foul is called on Lena. He backs up and knocks down a Doan College Tiger. Zach Lena gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. And Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout for Hastings, and we'll take a break here. 5 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. The score, Hastings 26, Doan 21.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino. .23 points in the ball game tonight for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener had 13. Abby Jackson had 11. Chelsea Morton had 11. And Cammie Breckman had 10 points. Hastings now 6-1 of the season, 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play at third-ranked Morningside coming up on Saturday up in Sioux City. Game times up there on Saturday will be at 5 and 7 o'clock. We'll have the games here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 4:45 on Saturday afternoon. Hastings College men with a 5-point lead here over Doan, 26-21. Tigers have the ball back in their offensive zone. Antonio Austin throws up a three-pointer over Bloom. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Abu Fall. Abu Fall has got the ball now for Hastings College. Gets it to a Brady Lohman. Left-handed dribble back in the offensive scoring zone. Tobin Reinwald out here in three-point territory. Feeds inside to Wells. Puts up an off-balance shot around the rim three times. It goes down through the hole. Brent Wells scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. The Broncos with a 7-point lead. Here comes Trevecke with the ball now for Doan. Trevecke out in three-point territory as he works out here against the Brady Woolman. Starts off right, now left to Antonio Austin. Antonio Austin on the far sideline, traveling violation. Carson Bloom right out in his face defensively. Had problems with the pass there as the ball came jarring loose down on the floor, and a traveling violation is called on Antonio Austin. 28-21, Hastings with a 7-point lead. 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Brady Lohman fakes the three, drives it to the baseline underneath the basket. He's caught there and finally gets the pass away to Abu Fall, who chases it down on the far sideline to Carson Bloom. Now to Reinwald for three. Shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound, Brent Wells. Wells goes back up, dishes off to Abu Fall, and he lays it in. Fall gets his third field goal of the ball game and the assist there for Hastings College. Wells had it. Abu Fall has now got 7 points in the ballgame. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead, 30-21. Here's Trevecke. His shot from underneath the glass is going to be no good. Ball tapped around, picked up by Hastings. Lohman comes back the other way, two on two. a feed over here to Brent Wells. He has problems with it. It goes out of bounds. Not a very good pass thrown by Brady Woolman on a two-on-two break back the other way. Hastings turns the ball away. Eight turnovers on the Broncos. Here comes Hootie Holt back into the ballgame now for David McDonald. Hastings will send Hamburger in. Brady Woolman comes to the bench. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos out to a 9-point lead. It is 30-21. Doan comes back with the ball. Trevecchi has got it. Trevecchi hands it away, dribbling down the lane. Nice pass underneath the hole. The shot is up there. No good by Carper. Battle for the rebound, and a jump ball is called. Abu Fall gets tangled up there with Nick Reed, and not too many guys are going to win that war with big old Abu Fall. He is 6'7" and weighs about 270 pounds or so. Nick Reed got his hands in there to tie him up. Now the official is going to confer here. One of them had a jump ball called. Maybe somebody had a foul called. We're down to 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings has built a 9-point lead. It is 30-21. They have some problems with the shot clock now. They gave a fresh shot clock here. They have 35 up on the shot clock, so they'll change that down here. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So now they're going to put 21 up on the shot clock. We got 3:59 to play in the first half. Hastings has got a 9-point lead. It is 30-21. Doan is going to have the ball in the alternating jump. Now the officials explaining the situation for both head coaches, Jimmy Weeks for the Tigers, and of course Bill Gavers down here for Hastings College. Everybody seems to be happy, so that's still going to stay 21 seconds on the shot clock. Now coming into the ball game is going to be Sam Schlottman for Doan, and going out is going to be Kyle Carper. Each team has used 10 players plus here in this first half of play, substituting on a regular basis. Here's Hootie Holt with the ball. He drives it to the hole, and the foul's going to be called, and Hastings is going to go on Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom trying to poke the ball away. Is hit with the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings, so we'll have a 1-1 situation now for Hootie Holt. Holt is a 91% foul shooter. He's 44 out of 48 from the free throw line. As Hootie Holt goes to the free throw line. There for the Tigers. His shot is up there. It is good. Hootie Holt will have another one. Doan is a team hitting 77% from the free throw line this year, 55% from the field, 42% from three-point territory. Next shot by Hootie Holt is going to be up there and in. So Hootie Holt cans a couple of free throws. Zach Hunt comes out of the ball game now. Coming back in is going to be Antonio Austin. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Brady Woolman. Coming out is going to be Carson Bloom. Hastings 4-1 on the season, 1-0 in the conference. Tigers are 4-2 on the season. They're 0-1 in the conference. Hastings has the lead here at 30-23. The Broncos preseason ranked number 23 in the NAIA preseason poll. Trying to protect that here tonight with a tough ball game against one of their arch rivals here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Broncos have the ball. Here's Flynn, double team, kicks it back out. Hamburger top of the key, two-handed pass to Wells. 15-footer, it's off the back iron, no good. Flynn had his hands on the rebound, but lost it out of bounds. Doan will play things in here in backcourt with 3:30 to play. Got a good crowd on hand here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Doan has got the ball right in front of us. That's going to be Trevecchi with the ball. And Trevecchi's pass is going to be kicked out of bounds by Hamburger of Hastings. So the Tigers will play it in right in front of the Bronco bench here, just to the right of us on the near sideline. 3:21 left. Here in the first half, Hastings 30 and Doan 23. Antonio Austin will play things in way outside down to Nick Reed, who's been around the past couple of years for the Tigers. Nick Reed driving the ball in the lane, spins. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. It goes out of bounds. They give the ball to Doan. Brent Wells right there defensively for Hastings. So Doan will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. It's going to be a Trevecchi. No, it's going to be a Nick Reed now inbounding the ball for Doan. He gets it in over here to Hootie Holt down in the corner. Hootie back out to Trevecchi in three-point territory to Nick Reed. Free throw line extended right side. Fires up a shot of a Wells. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald has got it to the near sideline to Hamburger. Hamburger picked up by Nick Reed. Hamburger puts it on the floor. Comes out to Brady Woolman. Loman now in three-point territory. Doan in the man-to-man defense. Loman on the dribble out near the 10-second line. Runs the offense. Tobin Reinwald feeds to the left side. Tobin with the ball. Holds it. Comes out on top now. That's going to be Flynn with the ball. Not a hamburger. Weaves his way toward the goal, and his son is up and out of the window. Jake Hamburger now with 7 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a nine-point lead, 32-23. Here comes Doan back. Trevecki has got it back in the offensive zone. Dribbles it behind his screen from Carper. Moves it down to the left side of the lane. Kicks it out to Holt for three. Shot from the corner. No good. Rebound comes down to Loman. Loman has got it here in the backcourt. Gets it away. Now to Hamburger. Into the offensive zone. Drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It is good, and he's fouled in the play. Jake Hamburger gets the shot to go down through the hole here, and he is fouled in the play. Hamburger will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Hamburger now with 9 points in the ballgame. The foul is going to go on the Trevecki. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number eight called on the Tigers here in the first half. And Hastings has built an 11-point lead again at 34-23 in the field goal by Jake Hamburger with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Hamburger. Hamburger already in. Double figures. He has got 10 points. And Hastings has built a 10-point lead, 34-24. Hastings had a 15-point lead in the early portions of this ball game at 22-7. Now 34-24. Doan has got the ball. Dominique Smith open for three. Takes a shot and buries it. Nice shot there by Dominique Smith. He is averaging 21.7 points per ball game. That is his first field goal of the night. A three-pointer that pulls the Tigers back to within seven. 34-27. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. Brady Lohman puts it on the floor. Dribbles. Comes out here to Tobin Reinwald on the wing. To Flynn. Inside down to Wells. Wheels to his left. Fires up a shot in front of the basket. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Antonio Austin. Austin gets it away now to Hootie Holt. Drives it toward the goal. Contact made. No foul called. And Hootie gets the shot to go down. Hootie Holt now with 6 points in the ball game. Hastings 34. Doan 29. 90 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Brady Lohman goes over to Wells now to Carson Bloom. His shot is up and in. Carson Bloom scores for Hastings. That's the first field goal in the ball game for the former Minden Whippet as Carson Bloom puts it through the hole. 36-29, Broncos have the lead. Here's a Hootie Holt with the ball on the dribble again. Goes down in the corner to Antonio Austin. Back outside the ring, Dominique Smith, a couple of feet beyond the three-point arc, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good over Reinwald. Rebound comes down to Loman. Brady runs her back the other way for Hastings. Down the lane he goes, all the way to the basket and misses the layup. Tap try is up and in. Dylan Flynn gets the tap for Hastings and sends it back to the hole. 38-29, the Broncos with a nine-point lead again. 45 seconds to play. They're in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Nick Reed around the screen. Nick Reed goes to Austin. His shot from the corner is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Dylan Flynn here in backcourt gets it away to Carson Bloom. Shot clock is off. And Bill Gavers says, let's work for the final shot here. Broncos have a nine-point lead, 38-29. And now the coach wants to call a timeout. He burns a first-half timeout here with 20.6 seconds to play. In the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 38, Doan 29.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is proud to announce the opening of the Kearney store located in downtown Kearney on the Bricks. We offer the same quality clothing, the same great customer service, and the same proper fitting and tailoring to make you look your very best. We also offer tuxedo rentals for any occasion. Come celebrate our grand opening Friday, November 22nd and Saturday, November 23rd. 20% off the entire store, including suits, outerwear, sportswear, dress shirts, and ties. Stop by and register for drawings. Gary Michaels Clothiers, grand opening downtown Kearney on the Bricks.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Broncos leading the Doan College Tigers tonight in men's college play. Score 38-29. 20.6 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos calling the timeout here to maybe set up something here at the end of the first half. Carson Bloom has got the ball, brings it back in the offensive zone with 13. Carson Bloom still on the dribble out here. Carson Bloom spins at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside the ball, deflected away from Flynn. It is picked up here by Doan. The outlet pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to the Tigers. One official pointed Hastings' way, and immediately the other one came in and said, no, we're going the Tigers' way. So now we got to, well, there's nothing as far as time up on the scoreboard, so 3.7 seconds is what they're going to put on the scoreboard. So 3.7 seconds. Doan will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Reed Williams throws a baseball pass underneath the basket to Reed. He puts it up there. The shot good, and he's fouled into play. Wow. And there was nothing off of the clock there. It's still 3.7 seconds. They throw a pass from half court to Nick Reed underneath the basket for Doan. He scores on the play, and he is fouled. So Nick Reed now with 13 points in the ballgame. And the foul goes on the... Let's see, the foul goes... Well, double-check that. It's not on the board here, but Nick Reed scores. They had 3.7 seconds on the clock when they threw the pass in from half court. Nick Reed grabs it right underneath the basket. And now they're going to put 1.5 seconds up on the clock. But Nick Reed is going to go to the free throw line. So Hastings gives up an easy two and perhaps a three. Here is Nick Reed, is a pretty good foul shooter at 86%. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Ball tapped around. And that's going to be the end of the first half of play. So the Broncos give up a two-pointer there right at the end of the first half to pull the Tigers within 9 points. So Hastings will have the lead here at halftime. The score is the Broncos 39, Doan 30. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College with the lead here. In the men's ball game, the score is 39-30 at the break. Halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out. Walk in, drive up, and you can take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 39-30 is the score. Hastings College with the lead here over the Doan College Tigers in men's college basketball action. Hastings got out to a 15-point lead early in this ballgame at 22-7. Doan came back and cut the lead down to 5 points at 26-21. But the Broncos giving up a field goal right at the end of the first half, and Doan has cut the lead to single digits again by halftime. It is the Broncos 39 and Hastings 30. In the first half of play for Doan, they've had only... five guys score in this one. Nick Reed is leading the way. He's got 13 points. Hootie Holt has got six. We've got Trevecki scoring 3 points in the ball game, and Dominique Smith has got 3 points. Doan is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first 20 minutes for 66%. Hastings, a more balanced scoring attack. They've got Jake Hamburger leading the way. He has got 10 points in the ball game. Brady Woolman has got 9. Abu Fall has got 7. Dylan Flynn has got 6 points. The other scorers for the Broncos, Akeem Morrison has got 3. Carson Bloom has got 2. Brent Wells has got 2 points here at halftime. Shooting numbers in the first half of play. Doan is hitting 11 out of 26 from the field tonight for 42.3%. Hastings is hitting 16 out of 27 for 59%. Doan is 6 out of 15 from the three-point line for 40%. Hastings is hitting 3 out of 7 from three-point territory for 42%. Doan is 2 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half. They've hit 40%. Hastings is 4 out of 4 for 100%. The rebounds right now, Hastings leading 16-10 on the glass. Hastings has 3 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. Doan has got 2 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. The turnovers, Hastings has got 12 in the first half of play. Doan, they've got 9 turnovers. Hastings has got 1 block shot and 3 steals. And Doan has got no block shots and 4 steals. The Broncos have the lead over Doan at halftime by a score of 39-30. Again, in the women's ball game tonight, it was Hastings beating Doan by a score of 83-73. The Broncos getting 23 points from Jamie Van Kirk, 13 from Laurel Zwiener, 11 points for Abby Jackson, 11 for Chelsea Morton, and 10 from Cammy Bruckman. Hastings led that ball game 43-36 at halftime. They go on to win 83-73. Hastings now 6-1 in the season. They're 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play at Morningside coming up on Saturday. And I will tell you that the third-ranked Morningside Mustangs in women's college basketball tonight were upset by Midland and Fremont 68-64. Also in women's college basketball tonight at a non-conference game as Northwestern beat Dakota State by a score of 82-73. We're at halftime with the Hastings College men as the lead here with the Doan College Tigers by a score of 39-30. Now stay tuned. Tyson Evronik will check in. He's got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. Then it's the second half, the Broncos and Doan. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
And welcome back to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. Tyson Veronik with you, joining us this morning as we kind of head around campus, see what's going on around campus. We check in with the Perkins Library, and Bob Netterman is joining us on the program. Bob is the Professor of Library Science and Director of Libraries. Bob, appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
Bob, let's talk a little bit about what's currently going on over at the Hastings Perkins Library, celebrating kind of a big birthday and celebrating a big birthday in a big way.
It is a big birthday. It's 50 years at Perkins Library. Actually, it was 50 years last May 26th when the library was dedicated. Mm-hmm. But semesters change, and there's really nobody around on May 26th. So we're doing it on 50 years, 6 months anniversary. And, yesterday was the big day. We had cake and you know, things like that, a lot of fun. Today, we have two events that are sort of ongoing. They're quiet, low-key events, but they're there. One is we have a 50-hour readathon. It's a silent readathon, but people will sign up and come over and commit to read to themselves for an hour in either the coffee area or the news area, the TV news area. of the library. So, for example, last evening my wife and I read for an hour. Later, one of the college administrators and her family came over and read for an hour just among themselves. And it's kind of ongoing. We're also giving away a prize every hour for 50 hours. Mm. And, you know, that's kind of what we're up to right now.
Well, let's maybe just talk a little bit about, as you celebrate 50 years at the Perkins Library, kind of a little bit about the history of the Perkins Library. When you say the word Perkins in Hastings, everybody kind of knows exactly what direction they're going. I understand he had a big part, Edwin Perkins had a big part in this library.
Catherine and Edwin Perkins had a very big part in this library. As I understand it, the story that has been told to me over the years is that essentially Mr. Hal Laneson was chairman of the Board of Trustees. The Perkinses were retired from Kool-Aid. They'd sold the Kool-Aid brand to General Foods, and they wanted to do something for education in South Central Nebraska. They'd already donated much or most or all, perhaps, of the money, I think much of the money, for the auditorium and for a hall, which is Perkins Auditorium. And that's named for Edwin Perkins' parents. But they wanted to do something more for education in South Central Nebraska, and they went to the chairman of the board and said, what does the college need? And he knew right away what it needed. He said, we need a library. Our Carnegie Library, which is now the College Arts Center, is 50 years old, and we've outgrown it. Mm-hmm. And so the Perkinses said, well, you know, let's see what that takes. And we did. We had experts in to look over the situation, both the current library, the library needs, the kind of student body we had and were likely to have, and made recommendations. Architects were hired, and Mr. Laneson and the then library director, Ruth Harris, worked hard and came up with the building that we have today, which in 1963 was absolutely state-of-the-art.
And
still very, very fine.
Once again, 1963, completed and dedicated the Hastings College Perkins Library. Bob Netterman, the professor of library science and director of libraries, with us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Bob, let's fast forward here 50 years later. How does the library still continue to serve the college's needs and demands?
Okay. In many of the same ways we always have. So, for example, we no longer have, you know, a station where you can plug in headphones and listen to 33 and a third RPM records. But we still provide access to books. We also provide access to magazine and journal articles. But a big part of the difference is that now we have many of those things online, so that students who log into the library from their dorm rooms or from home and use the library's webpage or in the library as well, you know, using databases, full-text magazine articles and books that we subscribe to for them. So, you know, in a way, the library has gotten bigger physically. You know, we're a little easier to deal with than we were. I mean, 50 years ago, libraries were very quiet places. The world has changed. Students study in groups. Assignments often require group work so that they have to cooperate with each other. And we have set up areas in the library where they can do that without disturbing other people. So, that's one change. We now allow food in the library. Smoking was never permitted in the library, and it still isn't, but smoking at one time was permitted in the offices, and so, you know, you could always smell my predecessor's pipe, which I understand is a wonderful pipe, anytime you came in the library. What else has changed? You know, I won't say we're a friendlier place, because they were mighty friendly too, mm-hmm. but it's a more tolerant place for people to just, you know, sort of spread out and do what they need to do to get their work done.
Well, as the Perkins Library celebrates their 50th birthday, Bob Netterman, the professor of library science and director of libraries, is joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. You mentioned it, Bob. Library is not often thought of as a place for talking, but there certainly has been a lot of talk and a lot of buzz generated with this 50th birthday celebration with the 50-hour readathon. When's this all going to wrap up, Bob?
Friday afternoon. It ends up Friday afternoon, about 2:30. So just shortly before we close down for the Thanksgiving break.
Okay.
So 50 hours is a lot of hours. We originally thought about doing, you know, just 50 hours straight. Mm-hmm. And we got to thinking, who's going to be there? And we decided we'd just do the 50-hour readathon during the hours when the library is open.
Okay. Well, Bob Netterman, once again, the professor of library science and director of libraries, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Perkins Library is celebrating their 50th birthday this week over on the Hastings College campus. Bob, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and we look forward to talking with you again in the future.
My pleasure, and thank you for inviting me to talk with you.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings College with a lead over the Doane College Tigers. 39-30 is the score. But Hastings out on top. The Broncos' largest lead of the ball game was at 22-7. Doane has not led in this one as Hastings scored the first 4 points in the ball game and have not surrendered that lead yet. The Broncos will get the second half. They'll inbound the ball game or inbound the ball on the far side to get the second half underway. So 39-30 is the score. Nick Reed leading the way so far for Doane. He has got 13 points. Jake Hamburger has got 10 for Hastings College. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. Half number two is underway. Hastings trying to lock up their fifth win of the 2013 season here tonight. The 2013-2014 season. They're sitting at 4-1 coming into this ball game here tonight. There's Loma with the ball to Wells at the free throw line. His shot of Reed is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Doane. Running back the other way is going to be Hootie Holt. He gets the ball away to Treveke, who drives for the basket, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Jamie Treveke was knocked down in the play there. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Woolman of Hastings. That's going to be his first, the first team foul in the Broncos here in the second half. Non-shooting situation, so Doane will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with Jamie Treveke for Doane inbound the ball. And now we got some problems again. As the officials are going to get together, not too much has happened here. We got 19-13 left in the second half. We're down to 16 seconds on the shot clock. Now that's what they're discussing, whether or not Doane should get a fresh table. Bronco basketball tonight is brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. I think the shot clock came unplugged, and they're going to get that settled here at the scorer's table. We're down to 19 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the ballgame. They'll reset the shot clock up here. Doane is going to be shooting right into the Hastings College student body section in the second half. Hastings students right behind the Doane basket. So Doane will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jamie Treveke will inbound the ball. They get it to Nick Reed, who drives the baseline. Nice reverse layup is up there and in. Nick Reed scores again. Reed has got 15 points in the ball game. The Tigers are back within 7, 39-32. Akeem Morrison has got the ball for Hastings out here in three-point territory between the rings. Akeem Morrison drumming on the ball, comes over here to Hamburger. Hamburger picked up by Dominique Smith. The Flynn, not a woman on the far sideline behind a Flynn screen, drives the ball to the hole, puts it up there right-handed and scores. Brady Woolman scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 41-32. Hastings with the lead. 18:53 to play in the ball game. Jamie Treveke has got the ball now for Doane. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound going back up. Shooting and scoring is going to be Kyle Carper, who gets the start here in the second half for head coach Jimmy Weeks and Doane. 41-34. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos out of the ball. Here comes Lohman back with it now in the dribble for Hastings. To Jake Hamburger on the near sideline. Brent Wells between the circles to Akeem Morissette. Bombs it in now to Flynn. Flynn backing it up against Carper. Can't go up for the shot. Comes out to Lohman. Lohman for three on the left wing is going to be no good. And the rebound comes out on the weak side by Hootie Holt. Hootie Holt running back the other way for the Tigers. Gets away. Dribbles all the way to the baseline and then moves the ball out of bounds. Thought about going up with it there against the Morissette and just lost the ball out of bounds. Doan turns the ball over for the 10th time here in the ballgame. 41-34, Hastings leading by 7 points here tonight in men's college basketball from the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings. On the high post, that's going to be Woolman with the ball right at the free throw line. Woolman turns around, fires it up there and scores. Brady Woolman scores over Hootie Holt. 43-34, Hastings out on top by 9 points again. Here come the Tigers. That's going to be Hootie Holt with the ball. He loses control, but is picked up there by Nick Reed. Nick Reed right side of the lane. Contact made, foul called. Reed working against the number 13 for Hastings, Brent Wells, in a battle of 13s there. Wells picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. Doan will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Tigers will play things in. Reed has got it deep in the corner again, picked up by Wells. His shot over Brent's going to be too long, no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side. That's going to be Flynn with the ball. Flynn down a Hamburger to Akeem Morissette. Morissette, right-handed dribble into the offensive zone for Hastings. The Hamburger gets it away to Lohman. Thought about the three. Dribbles inside. Spins at the elbow. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Ball knocked loose. He picks it back up to Flynn. Now to Wells. We got a foul called. Ball was knocked loose. It was recovered by Hastings before it went out of bounds. And then a personal foul was called underneath the basket here. The officials going to get together again and have a little conference. Now they're going to have some discussion to see who the foul is going to be called against. It's going to go on to Kyle Carper. Out of that mess, they're going to send Carper to the free throw line. No, Carper's going to pick up the personal foul. Now Jimmy Weeks is down at the scorer's table. The basket, they said the basket was good, but they didn't even fire up a shot. So they're going to rule the foul on the Carper. Hastings is getting sent to shoot some free throws. And Jim Weeks seems to be... Well, let's see. Weeks is out on the floor now, way past the 10-second line. He's about 10 feet out on the floor questioning this one. 45-34 is the score up on the scoreboard. They've got all kinds of confusion here. We got 17-18 to play. The basket was not good by Flynn. Flynn is fouled by Carper, so he should have two shots here going to the free throw line. That's only the first team foul on the Tigers, and now they're not going to have any free throws at all. They're going to let Hastings inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Coach Gaber seems to be okay with that decision. Now they wind the ball inside to Flynn, double team, the ball knocked loose. It's picked up here by Treveke. He loses control of the ball, and it's picked up by Wells. So back-to-back turnovers here, and then Hastings has the ball deflected out of bounds there by Hootie Holt. A little confusion, and we get back to basketball here. Here comes Zach Hunt. Into the ball game now for Hastings, for Doan, replacing Jamie Treveke. And again, the horn sounds here on the near sideline. The official is going to come over and sort out this bunch again. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.com. .edu. Mass confusion here all of a sudden. Now I think we're set to go. Hastings will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Brady Lohman will trigger things in for the Broncos to Akeem Morissette. It's 43-34. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Here is Lohman off of the baseline. A 17-footer is no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Doan ball. Last touchdown here by Dylan Flynn of Hastings. So Doan will play things in here in backcourt now with the Kyle Carper. As he will play things in to Hootie Holt. Hootie will bring it up now against the Akeem Morissette. Gets it in the offensive zone. Here's a shot in the lane by Holt. This will be no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn, and the ball knocked loose and a foul called. Hootie Holt not only misses the shot, but he commits the personal foul, battling for the rebound. That's going to be the third foul on Hootie Holt. That's going to be team foul number two on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Hastings will come back the other direction here. Jake Hamburger will play things in to Akeem Barnesot. He's picked up there by Antonio Austin, who's back into the ball game. There's Woolman again on the wing on the right side. Woolman is left open, fires up a shot and hits it. Brady Woolman scores. Hootie Holt applying the defense, but not a very aggressive defense there, and Woolman makes him pay for it. Hastings back out to an 11-point lead, 45-34. 16.5 minutes to play. Here's Antonio Austin putting up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebounded there by Carper. He had it knocked out of his hands and a foul called. Carper on the offensive glass there. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings. That goes on Morissant. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. Down to the scorer's table. Checking in for Hastings will be Carson Bloom. Morissant comes out. So it's going to be Doan inbounding the ball. Hootie Holt will have to play it in right in front of the Hastings student body section as they give him some guff there. Driving toward the hole. Here's Nick Reed. His shot is no good. The ball goes out of bounds again. And they will give the ball to Doan. So again, the Tigers will have to play it in right in front of the raucous student body section for Hastings down there. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hootie Holt will play things in for the Tigers. Hootie looking. He plays it into a Nick Reed down here in the corner on the left side. Reed picked up by Wells. Nick Reed drives the ball. He stops. Bounce pass down low. Carper grabs the ball. His shot is up there. No good. Traveling violation. Nice pass by Reed, but Carper was in traffic. He gets hit with a traveling violation. 12 turnovers now on the Tigers. 45-34. Hastings with a 11-point lead here in the second half. We played about 4 minutes. In half number two, Hastings led at halftime by 9, 39-30. Brady Woolman at the free throw line dribbles down the right side of the lane. His shot off the glass is up and in. Brady Woolman on fire. 15 points. He's already scored 6 here in the second half. And the Broncos are out to a 47-34 second half lead. Here's Dominique Smith with the ball around the screen. Spins in the lane. Dishes off and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Carson Bloom. Dominique was going against Bloom in the lane there. Carson fell down. And Carson picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Dominique Smith will go to the free throw line. He's got 3 points in the ball game and a three-pointer. Dominique is averaging 21.7 points per ball game. Hastings done a good job on him defensively tonight. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. Dominique Smith is a 52% foul shooter on the season so far. 13 out of 25 coming in here. Doan is a team is hitting 77% of their free throws. 47-35. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Dominique Smith hits a couple of free throws. Coming into the ball game now for Doan. It's going to be Sam Schlottman. And Antonio Austin will check out here for head coach Jimmy Weeks and the Doan College Tigers. Hastings with an 11-point lead, 47-36 with 15.5 minutes to play here in this one. Carson Bloom with the ball, dribbles to the right wing. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Loman, works it inside to Flynn. Backdoor cut to Bloom. His shot is up there, no good, but Carson grabs his rebound. Carson Bloom gets it out to Hamburger to Loman for three. Shots off the left side, no good. Rebound, Bloom puts it up there and scores. Three, four shots at the bucket there for Hastings. Now here's a steal by Hamburger in backcourt. He drives a shot good. A turnover on Doan, and Hastings has opened up a 15-point lead. 51-36. Broncos have the lead as they create that turnover as Doan was bringing the ball up the floor. Here's Sam Schlottman with the ball. Schlottman down to Dominique Smith. Trying to drive it against the Hamburger and can't do it. Kicks it back out here to Sam Schlottman around the screen. Schlottman hands it away to Nick Reed. Top of the key, Nick Reed fires up a three over Wells. Good. Nick Reed, 18 points now for Nick Reed. And now Jim Weeks wants to call a timeout. Doan calls a timeout with 14 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 51, Doan 39.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Linfrell Arena, 14:46 to play in the second half. Hastings with a 12-point lead, 51-39. We'll be with the Broncos for the rest of the 2013-2014 season. Now that football is wrapped up, your home and away voice of Hastings College this year. That includes a holiday trip this year to Miami, Florida. The Broncos playing in between Christmas and New Year's, a couple of ball games down in Miami. And we'll make the trip with the Broncos down to sunny Miami, Florida, the latter part of December to bring you all the action from Miami and all the action here on 1230 KHIS. A little special bonus for us for the 2013 season under new head coach Bill Gavers. 51-39, Hastings with the lead. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Bloom at the top of the key. The Broncos have that 12-point lead. Here's Hamburger driving for the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Hamburger goes down hard underneath the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on Dominique Smith for Doan. That's going to be the first foul on Dominique Smith, team foul number 3 on the Tigers. Here in the second half of play, so a non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman will play things in. Lohman's got 17 points in the ball game. For Hastings, he's got 8 so far since halftime. Lohman will inbound. He gets it into Hamburger. Hamburger right at the top of the 3-point arc down here in the corner. Dribbles once back out to Lohman for 3. Top of the key. It's going to be short. No good. Gets his own rebound. Long rebound out to Lohman on the far sideline. Down to Hamburger. Back to Bloom here on the right side. Carson Bloom out in 3-point territory, directing traffic. Gets it in the hands of Brady Lohman, about 25 feet away from the basket. Now to Zach Lina. Zach Lina dribbles to the top of the key, back out to Lohman. Bounce pass to Abu Fall. He backs up in the lane, puts up an off-balance shot. Good, and he's fouled. Abu Fall gets the field goal to go down there for Hastings. He's down, got 9 points in the ball game. Abu Fall will go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. A personal foul went on Kyle Carper. That's going to be his third personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on the Tigers. And Abu Fall will go to the free throw line. Abu is a 53% foul shooter. End of the ball game now for Doan is going to be Hootie Holt. He replaces Jamie Treveke with the Tigers. So Abu Fall, 6'7", about a 260-pounder from Dakar, Senegal. Goes to the free throw line here for Hastings College. A big guy will toe the mark, trying to convert on a 3-point play. Shot is up there. It is off of the back iron. No good. Abu Fall misses one. The rebound comes down to Carper. Hastings with a 14-point lead. 53-39. Their biggest lead of the ball game has been 15. That was back at 22-7. Doan has never led in this one. Here's Antonio Austin. He's up on the top of the key. Good 3-pointer. That's his second 3-pointer by Antonio Austin. 53-42. Hastings with the lead. Broncos back with the ball. Here's Carson Bloom with it now. They get it off to Hamburger. Drives it down to the baseline. The ball slapped out of his hands. He lost it out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. Turnover number 14 on the Broncos. End of the ball game now for Hastings. There's going to be Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald comes out. So now Hamburger and Lohman are both on the bench, along with Flynn and also Brent Wells. So the starters are out there right now for Hastings College, with the exception of Akeem Morissot. And now we got a whistle underneath the basket here. Somebody hit the deck for Doan. It's going to be a foul on Zach Lina. And hitting the deck for the Tigers was Antonio Austin. So Lina's going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 4 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation, so Doan will play things in. They get it in the corner to a Nick Reed. He drives the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked by Abu Fall. Now we got a foul called. They're going to call a foul on Carson Bloom. Abu Fall got the clean block there. I think Carson came over to try to help out and draws a personal foul. That's the third one on Carson Bloom. So Nick Reed will go to the free throw line. He's got 18 points in the ball game so far. 4-1 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is up there. It's good. Nick Reed now with 19 points, averages 22 per ball game. A pretty good free throw shooter at 86%. He was 39 out of 45 coming in here. Next shot is up there, rattles around the rim and goes down through the hole. David McDonald comes back into the ball game now. Or Doan going out. It's going to be Kyle Carper. So David McDonald into the ball game for the Tigers. McDonald, a 6'10" inch sophomore out of Phillips. He went to high school at Aurora. 53-44. Hastings still with a 9-point lead here in this one. Akeem Morissot down in the corner to Abu Fall, right side of the lane, down low on the block. He dribbles toward the goal, spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to McDonald. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Nick Reed. Right-handed dribble back in the offensive zone, spins at the top of the 3-point arc. takes the ball right side of the lane, reverses it, comes out to a Hootie Holtz, down to Antonio Austin, feed into the lane. Dominic Smith has it. He has it knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Zach Lena. Zach Lena has got it for Hastings. Down in the corner now with the ball is going to be Lohman. Is shot for three. Good. A three-pointer by Brady Lohman. So a quick breather, and Lohman is back in there. He immediately nails a three-pointer for Hastings College. He's now got 20 in the ball game. Hastings leading by 12 points again. 56-44. Again, their biggest lead of the ball game has been 15. Here's a pass deflected into the backcourt, picked up by Zach Lena. Drives toward the goal. The ball knocked out of his hands. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in. No, they're going to give the ball to the Tigers. It looked like a Hootie Holt got his hands in there to jar the ball loose, but they give the ball away here to the Tigers. It'll be a Hastings turnover. Hastings has now turned the ball over 15 times. That's one more than their season average. 56-44. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Doan has got the ball back the other way. Here's a Jamie Treveke. And they blew the horn. Doan wanted to send the substitute in here. And they're going to allow him to substitute. That's going to be Kyle Carper. He's going to check in. And coming out again is going to be David McDonald. It's going to be Doan inbounding the ball. This is going to be Antonio Austin inbounded for the Tigers right in front of the scorer's table. Comes out here to Jamie Treveke. Hands it off to Nick Reed. Down near sideline again to Antonio Austin. A whistle away from all the action again underneath the hole. It's going to be on Abu Fall. A personal foul called on Abu Fall. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. That's going to put Doan into the 1-1 situation here with 11 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in our men's college basketball game tonight. Hastings won the women's contest earlier by a score of 83-73. Going to the free throw line will be Nick Reed. He's got 20. They get 21 as that one goes down through the hole. He is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Nick Reed will have one more. For the Doan College Tigers, a 6'4" junior, that's actually a 6'4" senior out of Syracuse, Nebraska. Next shot is up there. It is good by Nick Reed. Down to the scorers table again, and checking in is going to be McDonald. He checks in for Kyle Carper. 56-46 is the score. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Broncos back with the ball. Akeem Morrisot, right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Gets it away to Brady Lohman. Doan is still in their man-to-man defense. Here's Tobin Reinwald to Abu Fall, right side of the lane. Abu comes out to Morrison across the top now. That's Brady Lohman, picked up there by Hootie Holtz. Akeem Morrison moves it down to the baseline. That's a Zach Lena, brings it up high on the block, shovels it down low to Tobin Reinwald. This shot's going to be blocked down. Nice play there by Nick Reed, blocks the ball down from behind. Doan comes back the other way on the block shot. That's going to be Jamie Treveke with the ball. He backs out near the 10-second line to set things up for the Tigers. Doan trailing by 10 points with 11 minutes to play here in this one. Treveke moves it down the right side of the lane, takes it all the way to the baseline, can't go for the shot. Now to Hootie Holtz. Contact made, foul called. Tobin Reinwald is going to be hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. Reinwald picks up his second. So Tobin Reinwald picks up the personal foul. Bill Gavers wants a timeout. In fact, he's walked all the way down on the Doan half of the side of the court to get the officials' attention. And Gavers finally gets the timeout. 11 minutes and 7 seconds to play. We've got a timeout here. We're in the second half. The score is Hastings 56 and Doan 46.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned, know you buy your first name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. Hastings with a big win at home on Saturday as they upended 15th-ranked Northwestern to start off the conference season 90-81. That was the first time since 2009 that Hastings has beaten Northwestern in men's college basketball. And now Hastings trying to couple that with a win here tonight at home against the Doan College Tigers. Hastings with a lead, 56-46, with 11 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hootie Holt is at the free throw line for Doan, again shooting into the raucous Hastings College student body down there behind the basket, and the shot is up and in. It did not bother Hootie Holt. Hootie, a 6-foot sophomore out of Lincoln. He'll have the second shot here. Looks up there, shot good, so he cans a couple of free throws. Hootie Holt now with 8 points in the ballgame. Flynn comes back in. Wells comes back in for Bill Gabers and the Broncos. Coming out will be Abu Fall and also Zach Lena. Into the ballgame for Doan will be Kyle Carper, and again coming out will be David McDonald. So head coach Jim Weeks has got Carper out there defensively, and they try to get McDonald in there offensively in the past couple of minutes. Morrison has got the ball for Hastings College. Now to Tobin Reinwald. That's Brady Woolman with the ball on the far side to the free throw line to Dylan Flynn. He dribbles down the lane. The ball stripped away. It is picked up by Doan. Coming back the other way, Antonio Austin. Shot good. Hastings turns the ball away, and Antonio Austin gets the driving layup. That is 16 turnovers in the ball game for Hastings. Doan has got the lead down to 6 points, 56-50, with 10 and a half minutes to play here in this one from the Osborne Sports Complex. Akeem Morissant with the ball. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Akeem Morissant on the dribble, finally gets it to Brent Wells. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Woolman. Entry pass to get it to Reinwald. Stomps, fakes, puts up a shot left-handed and scores. Tobin Reinwald, that's his first field goal of the ball game. 58-50. Hastings onto an 8-point lead. Here comes Jamie Trevecke back into the ball game now for Doan as he takes it down the right sideline on the dribble. Picked up by Woolman. Trevecke, bounce pass goes down in the corner to Nick Reed. Nick Reed drives it, throws up a 17-footer and hits it. Nick Reed has now got 24 for Doan. He averages 22 in the season. Tigers not going away. 58-52 is the score. Here's Lohman for three, deep in the corner. Shot good. Brady Lohman now with 23 for Hastings. That ties his season high. He also put up 23 points against Bellevue earlier this season. That expands the Hastings lead to 61-52. Trevecke drives for the hole. Fakes, puts it up off the window and scores. Jamie Trevecke now has got 8 points in the ball game for Doan. 61-54. Driving back the other way is Reinwald. He takes it all to the basket and scores. Found his seam in the defense. Kind of uncontested as Reinwald takes it right to the hole. Here's Trevecke, and he's knocked down on the play. Trevecke moving down the left side of the lane. He is fouled in the play here by the Broncos. It's going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. And let's see. We're going to have some free throws here as Jamie Trevecke will go to the free throw line here for the Tigers. He's got 8 points in the ball game so far. Trevecke, 6 foot, a junior out of Los Angeles, California. The shot is up and it is good by Trevecke. He's now got 9. Here comes Reed Williams back into the ball game for Doan. Dominique Smith coming in for Doan. Hamburger checking back in for Hastings College, and Akeem Morrison coming in for the Broncos. Here's the next shot. It's going to be up there and in by Jimmy Trevecke. He's now in double figures with 10 points. The Tigers trailing by 7 here. 63-56. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end, and now Woolman and Reed Williams going out into the free throw line, and Reed Williams is going to be guilty of the foul. There's a battle of number 15s out there. Williams for Doan, Woolman for Hastings. Williams picks up the personal foul as they were going out at the free throw line. That's only the 15 foul in the Tigers, so Hastings will play things in. Woolman gets it into Flynn, deep in the corner on the left side. Dylan Flynn puts it on the floor, dribbles toward the goal, spins, puts it up there left-handed. The shot no good. Rebound Wells goes back up, shoots and scores. Brent Wells on the offensive glass scores for Hastings. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 65-56. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Trevecke has got the ball. Trevecke to Dominique Smith, and now we got a timeout. Jimmy Weeks wants to call a timeout here for the Tigers. 8 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the basketball game tonight from Lynn Farrell Arena. It's been a good one tonight. Hastings 65, Doan 56.
Look out, 35 40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
1230 KHAS.
We'll be on the road with the Broncos on Saturday here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will play at Morningside. Game times will be at 5 and 7 o'clock on Saturday. Pre-game show begins at 4:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Attempting to inbound the ball after the timeout was Dominique Smith for Doan, and he is caught with a five-second violation. Unable to inbound the ball in 5 seconds, Doan turns it back to the Broncos. 14 turnovers now on Doan. Hastings leading 65-56. Probably should not happen coming out of a timeout, but good defense there by Hastings College defending the out-of-bounds play. Broncos have the ball in their offensive end. Wells has got it, now to Hamburger. Hamburger behind the screen, won't throw up a three-pointer. Morissette works the ball inside to Wells. Two-handed pass to the far sideline to Hamburger. Hamburger gets it inside to Flynn. Flynn double team, scores around to the basket. Nice pass underneath to Wells, and contact made, foul called. Jamie Trevecke picks up the personal foul for Doan. The jack that Dominique Smith are going to hit with a personal foul. That's the second one on Dominique Smith. That's going to be team foul number six in the Tigers. Hootie Holt comes back into the ball game. Dominique Smith will check out. Hastings will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lohman will be the trigger man. Bounce pass comes inside to Hamburger. Down to Flynn. Out to Akeem Morissette. Here's Lohman at the top of the key around the screen from Flynn. Lohman moves it right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes to Brent Wells. Back out to Lohman across the top to Hamburger. Hamburger holds it high above his head. Here's a pass to Flynn at the elbow right side. Drives it down the right side of the lane. The shot no good and he's fouling the play. Hastings now getting to the free throw line late in the ball game here. Kyle Carper picks up the personal foul for Doan. That's going to be personal foul number four on Carper. 65-56 is the score. Going to the free throw line will be Dylan Flynn for Hastings. Flynn has got 3 field goals and 6 points tonight. His first free throw of the night is up there at in. Flynn is a 77% foul shooter in the season. Now 15 out of 19 from the free throw line. Hastings led at halftime of this thing 39-30. Doan cut the lead down to 6 and 56-50, but the Broncos led from the very beginning of this ball game. Next shot is up there. It's no good. Hamburger tips the ball out of bounds, but it's going to be Doan ball. Hamburger goes flying into the front row of the bleachers behind the basket. So a missed free throw there by Dylan Flynn. It'll be Doan with the basketball. Hastings maintains that 10-point lead, 66-56. Now under 8 minutes to play here in the contest. Here's a Jamie Trevecke with the ball. Moves it to the right side of the floor on the dribble. Trevecke down in the corner. That's going to be Reed with the ball. Nick Reed circles around, brings it out in the three-point territory. Picked up there by Wells. Nick Reed driving with the ball. Wells falls down. No foul called. Trevecke has got it now. Moves it down in the corner. There's Holt for three. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brady Lohman with the ball. Hastings leading by 10 points here. It's 66-56. Akeem Morissette. Down to Brady Lohman here on the near sideline. Nice pass. It goes to Flynn. Flynn shot is up and in. Lohman gets the assist there as Flynn gets the field goal. Dylan down with 9 points in the ballgame, 68-56. Hastings leading by 12 again as we are near the 7-minute mark. Here's Hootie Holt. Shot from the elbow is no good. Rebound is loose and the rebound comes down to Flynn. Long pass down the floor. Wells has got it, goes up and drops it home. Flynn with the assist. Brent Wells gets the field goal. Hastings now leading by 14. Timeout called here by Jim Weeks. Timeout Doan. 6 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 70, Doan 56.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with a lead here over Doan with 6 minutes and 42 seconds to play. It is 70-56. The Broncos have the lead. And Hastings had a 22-7 lead in the first half. That was their biggest lead of the ball game. Led by 9 at halftime, 39-30. Doan cut the lead down to 6 points here in the second half with about 10.5 minutes to go at 56-50. But since then, the Broncos have taken control of this one. Hastings now out to a 70-56 lead. Hastings looking for their fifth win of the 2013-14 season here tonight. Hastings would go to 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a win if we can seal this baby up. Here's Hootie Holt driving for the goal. He's going to be fouled into play. Hootie Holt is fouled into play here. It's going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his second. Hootie Holt will go to the free throw line. 10 fouls plus in the Broncos. Here in the second half of play. So Hootie Holt to the free throw line. He has got 8 points tonight. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here. First one is up there and in. End of the ball game now for Doan will be Dominique Smith. And coming out for the Tigers is going to be Sam Schlottman. So Dominique Smith back in there for the Tigers. 6'4" and senior out of Louisville, Kentucky. Hootie Holt's next free throw is up there and in. He's been perfect on free throws tonight. Back into the ball game for Doan is going to be Reed Williams. Coming out is going to be Jamie Treveke. Doan will apply some pressure here in backcourt. A couple of very successful high school coaches that have moved up in the coaching ranks to the college level the past couple of years. Scoring off here tonight, Jim Weeks, who was at Beatrice, and Bill Gavers, who was at Grand Island Central Catholic. And the Broncos turned the ball away. The Broncos turned the ball away here as they were bringing the ball up the floor as the ball goes sailing over the scorers table into the press area here on the near sideline. That's going to be turnover number 17 on Hastings. Treveke coming back into the ball game now for Doan. 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings holding on to a 12-point lead over the Tigers. It is 70-58. Hootie Holt with the ball around the screen. Hootie moves it down the lane, runs into Flynn. His shot is up there and in. Hootie Holt scores. He's got 12 points in the ball game. And the Tigers again back within 10 points at 70-60. Pressure by Doan here in backcourt to keep Morris out with the ball. Rainbow pass goes to the far sideline to a Brady Lohman. Lohman approaches the midcourt stripe. Bounce pass into the offensive zone. Now to Hamburger. Gets it back into the hands of Lohman to Hamburger. Near sideline to Akeem Morissette. The transfer from Nebraska Kearney. Morissette gets it down to the hands of Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Hastings running the shot clock. We're down to 10 seconds. Left in the shot clock. Lohman at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside is intercepted. Intercepted here by Kyle Carper. Turnover number 18 on Hastings. Hootie Holt back in the offensive zone for the Tigers. Picked up by Morissette. Hootie Holt dribbling with the ball. One hands it over here to a Treveke. Jamie's got the ball here for Doan. He drives the ball against Lohman. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Nick Reed. Takes the ball down to the baseline. 15-footer is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Outlet pass goes to Wells. Wells goes for the basket. Shot good. Brett Wells now with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 12. 72-60. Back the other way. Treveke. His shot is up there. No good. He draws the personal foul in the lane. Jamie Treveke draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Lohman. That's going to be Brady's second. Lohman is leading the way for Hastings tonight. He has got 23 points. Jake Hamburger, he has got 12, but a very balanced scoring attack. Everybody getting the action here in this contest against the Tigers. Jamie Treveke goes to the free throw line. He's got 10 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Treveke eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and that one rims off no good. Treveke will have one more. 5:05 to play after the ball game. We'll name our players of the game from our doubleheader tonight and have our coaches post-game show with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. 72-60. Hastings leading the Tigers here tonight in men's college basketball. Jamie Treveke eyes the bucket. Second one is up there. Score that one. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Antonio Austin comes back into the ball game now for Doan. It has put him on the roster, we understand, today. He's from East Oakland, California. They just put him on the roster today, and he's seeing playing time here in his first day with the Doan College Tigers. Antonio Austin, who has scored a couple of field goals for Doan here in this ball game tonight. 72-61 is the score. Here's Doan, or rather Hastings with the ball. Lohman drives from the left corner toward the goal and scores it out for the window. Brady Lohman now with 25. That's his season high. surpassing the 23 that he put up against Bellevue earlier this year. Hootie Holt in the lane. It's not over Flynn. Good. Holt scoring there. Hootie now at 14 in the ballgame, 74-63. Down to 4.5 minutes to play. Here's a Dylan Flynn with the ball. Flynn gets it to Lohman. Lohman two on one, goes for the hold. Contact made, foul called, and Lohman gets the field goal to go down. Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line. 27 points now for Brady Lohman. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Nick Reed. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Tigers. So Hastings now with a 13-point lead. It's 76-63 with some free throws, or at least one free throw pending here from Brady Lohman, who's a 78% foul shooter. Carson Bloom comes back into the ball game now. Akeem Barzot checks out for the Broncos. Now they're going to wipe up underneath the basket here as Brady Lohman prepares to go to the free throw line for the Broncos. Hastings and Morningside coming up on Saturday from Sioux City. We'll have the game here on 1230 KHIS. The women will go at 5 this Saturday with the men to play at 7. There's a free throw that's up there and in by Brady Lohman. He's now got 28 in the ball game. Hastings has extended their lead to 77-63. Under 4.5 minutes to play here in this one. Antonio Austin with the ball out here in three-point territory. Austin drives the ball toward the goal. Scoop shot is up there and in. Antonio Austin now with 6 points in the ball game. 77-65. Tigers still in this one with 4 minutes to play. There's Carson Bloom against the pressure. The hamburger now to Flynn. Nice pass to Wells, and he is hit from behind and a foul called. Hastings breaks the pressure there. Grant Wells is knocked down underneath the basket. A foul is going to go here on Dominique Smith of Doan. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 9 in the Tigers. So Hastings now with 10 fouls plus here in the second half. Doan has got 9 fouls. Going to the free throw line will be Brent Wells of Hastings. Wells has got 8 points in the ball game on 4 field goals. 63% foul shooter in the season, and his shot is up there and in. Hastings is a team hitting 71% of their foul shots. 78-65. It's a 13-point lead now for Hastings, trying to wrap up their second straight conference win. Next shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound, Antonio Austin. Austin gets the ball to Hootie Holt. Hootie drives the ball. Contact made again. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. The foul is called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Bloom. Carson picks up his fourth personal foul. And Hootie Holt goes back to the free throw line here for Doan. He has 6 out of 6 in the free throw line this season. Hit 91% in his first 6 games this year. He was 44 out of 48 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is no good. Jinxed him. Here comes Jamie Trevecki back into the ball game for Doan. Akeem Morissot comes in for Hastings. Carson Bloom will go to the bench. Hootie Holt will go to the free throw line for his second of two. Hootie looks up there, and that one is around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Dylan Flynn has got the ball for Hastings. He hands it away here in the backcourt now as they get it to Akeem Morissot. Hustles into the forecourt against Trevecki. Morissot goes to the top of the key now. Hands it away to a Dylan Flynn. Flynn comes across the top over to the near sideline now. They get it over here to Brady Lohman. Bounce pass to Flynn. Right side of the lane. Knocks down a man and an offensive foul called. Dylan Flynn knocks down. Let's see. Knocks down Antonio Austin. Flynn picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So Dylan Flynn knocks down Antonio Austin, who was backing up toward the goal. 78-65. Hastings leading by 13. Here's Trevecki with the ball. Jamie Trevecki. He spins against Lohman. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out to Holt. Is it to Trevecki again? Free throw line. Dribbles it toward the goal. Loses control of it. And it's going to be off of the fingertips of Lohman out of bounds. So Doan will play things in. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. 3:13 to play in the game. Hastings leading by 13. 78-65. Nick Reed has got the ball. Nick Reed takes it into the lane. Pumps. His shot is up there. No good. He's fouling the play. So Nick Reed will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called here on Wells. That's going to be his third. So we'll have some free throws coming up here. Nick Reed will go to the line. He's got 24 for Doan. Brady Lohman, he's got 28 for Hastings. Nick Reed, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, in and out, and back in again. Just catches the front lip and spins down through the hole. Nick Reed will have one more. 78-66. Still can't put this baby in the bag. Doan hangs tough. Next shot is up there. It's good by Reed. So he cans a pair of free throws. He's now got 26 in the ball game. 78-67. Hastings with an 11-point lead, but Doan applying pressure here in backcourt. Akeem Morrison has got the ball, races it into the offensive zone here on the near sideline. Picked up there by Reed Williams of Doan. Bounce pass comes over here to Dylan Flynn. Not a woman. It's going to be knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Woman trying to cut down the right side of the lane. It was knocked out of bounds. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Woman gets it into Hamburger, who's back in the ball game now. Jake with the ball. Out to Woman. Top of the key. Three-pointer. Count it. Brady and Woman with 31. Unbelievable. Brady having a great ball game tonight for Hastings. Here's Hootie Holt driving back the other way. Runs over a man. An offensive foul called. Hootie Holt ran over Dylan Flynn as Flynn took one for the team there. And Hootie Holt is hit with a personal foul. That's his fourth. A turnover on the Tigers. That'll be their 15th in the ball game. 81-67. Hastings now with a 14-point lead with 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Hastings looking to go to 2-0 in the conference here after this one. 5-1 on the season if they can wrap things up here. Hastings with a 14-point lead at 81-67. Flynn with the ball now as they get it to Woolman. Back to Flynn as the basketball stripped away. It's saved by Holt. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline to give it back to Hastings. Holt saves it, but Doan could not keep it within the boundaries there. And Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline now. Coach Gavers wants to call a timeout. Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout here with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. In the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 81, Doan 67.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 2:20 to play. Here in the second half, Hastings with a 14-point lead. Broncos will inbound the ball. Dylan Flynn has got it. He's double-teamed to the far sideline. There's a pass to Morrison, nearly stolen. But Morrison keeps it under control, gets it over to Hamburger. His shot with 5 seconds on the shot clock is going to be an air ball. Flynn saves it. It's right into the hands of the Tigers running back the other way. Long pass down the floor. It's over the head of everybody. Trying to get the ball down the floor there to Antonio Austin. They threw it out of bounds. And let's see there. They're going to give it to the Tigers, so it's evidently tipped out of bounds there by Hastings. Coming into the ball game is going to be Jamie Trebeke. Head of the ball game is going to be Sam Schlottman. Checking out is going to be Antonio Austin for Doan. Also coming out, Dominique Smith. Doan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They're trailing in the ball game by 14 points, 81-67. They'll play things in to Reed. Reed drives it toward the goal. Down to the baseline, spins, puts up a shot over Wells. Good. Nick Reed scores. He's now got 28 in the ball game, and now Doan calls a timeout. Tigers call a timeout with 1 minute and 53 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 81, Doan 69. Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHS. 1:53 to play here in this one. Hastings College has got the lead over Doan. It is 81-69. Hastings will inbound here in backcourt. Doan applying pressure back here. Lohman will play it in. Guarding him on the out of bounds is going to be Dominique Smith. So a 12-point lead, 81-69. Lohman looking to inbound the ball. They finally get it in, but it's not in time. A 5-second violation called there on Brady Woolman. That's going to be 19 turnovers now in Hastings. Doan is going to get the ball back. Doan bound it right in front of the student body section down there. They get it to a Nick Reed down in the corner. Reed picked up by Wells, drives the ball, loses the ball out of bounds, and was knocked out of his hands by Wells. So Doan will play things in. underneath their own basket. And now they're going to have some shot clock problems again. They're going to give them 30 seconds on the shot clock. 1:48 to play on the game clock here. Hastings leading by a score of 81-69. Doan will play things in. Reed in the corner. Again, picked up by Wells. Reed spins. Puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Tip try, no good. Tip try, no good. Foul called. Reed and Reed Williams battling under the boards there for Doan. And a personal foul is going to be called on Flynn. That's going to be his fourth. So Dylan Flynn now with four fouls for Hastings. That's going to be 10 fouls plus on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Reed Williams for Doan. A 50% foul shooter in the season. He is 2 out of 4 from the stripe. Shot from the line tonight is up and in. That's his first free throw of the night. Reed Williams has now got 3 points. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ball game now for Hastings. And going on is going to be Flynn. We're down to a minute and 42 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Doan by a score of 81-70. Reed Williams will have one more free throw. His shot is up there and the shot good. So Reed Williams connects on a couple of free throws. Here comes Jamie Trevecke back into the ball game now, replacing Williams. So Trevecke is in a defensive move there for Doan. The Broncos again will attempt the inbound. They finally get it in. Wells has got it now to Carson Bloom, who breaks the press. Carson now drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Out to Akeem Morissot. Out to Woman near the 10-second line. Brady Woman has got it. Now we got to Carson Bloom hitting the deck on the right side of the lane. And a foul. It's going to go on the Tigers. It's going to go on Dominique Smith. Dominique Smith picks up the personal foul. That's his fourth. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line here. Carson Bloom go to the free throw line for Hastings for two shots. Carson's got 4 points tonight. A couple of field goals. An 89% foul shooter in the season for Carson Bloom. As he will toe the mark, his shot is up there and his shot is good. Hastings College women won the first game tonight by a score of 83-73 over Doan. The Broncos are now 6-1 on the season, 1-1 in the conference. Hastings got 23 points tonight from Jamie Van Kirk. Sam Schlottman back into the ball game for the Tigers. 82-71. Hastings with the lead with 1:29 left on the clock. Next shot is up there. It is no good by Carson Bloom. Rebound comes down to Doan. Here's Dominique Smith into the forecourt. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot's going to be short. No good. Bound for the rebound. Morissant's got it. Long pass down floor. They get it to Wells. He's going to be fouled into play. Wells throws up the shot. It wouldn't go, but he's fouled into play, and he'll go to the free throw line. Foul is going to go on Nick Reed of Doan. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. It's going to be Brent Wells going to the line. He's got 9 points in the ball game, 4 field goals, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 82-71, Hastings with the lead. As Brent Wells will toe the mark here for Hastings College. And his shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Wells is season high this year as far as points are concerned. The 13 that he put up in the second round of the Doan Classic a couple of weeks ago against AIB out of Des Moines. Wells averaging 6.2 points per ball game on the season. Wells' free throw is up there. That one is good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 84-71 is the score now. A 13-point lead. Trevecke has got the ball. Hustles back quickly for the Tigers. Gives it up to Nick Reed. Spins on the baseline. Goes for the hole. Reverse layup is up there and in. Nice move for the basket there by Nick Reed. He's having a good night tonight. He's got 30 for the Tigers. And again, the Tigers call a timeout. We're down to 58.7 seconds to play now in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Doan trailing Hastings. It's the Broncos 83, Doan 73.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports, and by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. 101 to play here in the second half. Hastings leading by 10. 83-73. Broncos led at halftime 39-30. Doan cut the lead down to 6 points at one point here in the second half with 10.5 minutes to play at 56-50. But Hastings has led this baby from the start, hopefully to the finish line. Broncos with a 10-point lead right now. 101 to play here in the ball game. Coming up after the contest, we'll name our players of the game from our doubleheader tonight. We got the coaches' post-game show with Bill Gabers, so stick around for that. Back on the air with Bronco basketball on Saturday from Sioux City, Morningside, and Hastings with an air time at 4:45 on Saturday afternoon. The Broncos trying to bring the ball against the press of Doan. Treveque commits a personal foul for the Tigers. That's going to be three fouls now on Jamie Treveque. That's going to send Hastings back to the free throw line. Boy, the last couple of minutes of this game has taken forever to play. Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Lohman with 31 in the ball game for Hastings. They get 32 as that one goes down through the hole. So a couple of great performances here. Lohman now with 32 for Hastings. Nick Reed with a 30 for the Tigers. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Lohman. It's now 85-73. Hastings with a 12-point advantage again. Here's a Hootie Holt with the ball. Hootie dribbles it right to the top of the three-point arc, sends it across the top to Sam Schlottman. Schlottman cranks up with three. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Now with 40 seconds to play. Lohman has got it down the left sideline. He'll bring it back into the offensive zone. Now to Carson Bloom. He's going to foul into play by Nick Reed. Reed commits his third personal foul. And that's going to send the Broncos back to the free throw line. So going to the line for Hastings will be Carson Bloom. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Bloom is one out of two from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there. It is good by Bloom. Got a great crowd on hand here tonight. A lot of enthusiasm, a lot of optimism around the Hastings College men's basketball team for this 2013-2014 season. The Broncos with 9 returning seniors from last year's team and preseason ranked number 23 in the nation. Carson Bloom's next free throw is up there. It is good. This performance will not hurt their preseason ranking, I'll guarantee you. 87-73. They have a foul called here in backcourt. Hamburger, I think, picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be his first. And that's going to send Dominique Smith to the free throw line here for Doan. Smith has got 5 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Make it 3 out of 3 as he cans his first free throw. Billy Gaver's having a couple of words with a Hamburger who commits the personal foul with 35.7 seconds to play. He's explaining the situation here. Don't really want to foul in this situation here. Next shot is up there. It's going to be up and in. Dominique Smith hits a couple of free throws. 87-75, still a 12-point ball game. 35 seconds to go. Here's Lohman with the ball in backcourt. Brings it to Akeem Morissette. Morissette races the ball into the offensive zone over to Brett Wells, who had a clear shot at the basket but didn't take it. Out to Akeem Morissette. Now to Lohman out near the 10-second line. Down to 20 seconds to play. Here's Carson Bloom. Hastings just running the clock now. There's a Lohman with the ball to Brett Wells. Wells back out to Lohman on the far sideline. Down to 12 seconds to play. Lohman drobing on the ball. We got a contact made out there and a foul called. It's going to go on Dominique Smith. So a blocking foul on Dominique Smith. That's going to be number 5 on him. So he fouls out with 8.8 seconds to play. He leads with 7 points. That sends Brady Lohman to the free throw line. So Bill Gavers is going to win his 5th game as the head coach of the Broncos. Hastings will go to 5-1 after this one tonight. 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will get ready for Morningside, another tough place to play up in Sioux City on Saturday. Lohman's free throw is up there. It is good. Brady Lohman with 34 points in the ball game tonight for Hastings College. It's been a while since Hastings has won a game up in Sioux City against Morningside. Here's the next one. It's up there. It is no good by Lohman. Rebound comes down to Nick Reed. 6 seconds to go. Nick Reed throws up a three-pointer from the right side. That one is no good. Rebound Carson Bloom, and that's the ball game. Hastings College wins over the Doan College Tigers tonight in men's college basketball. The final score, Hastings 88 and Doan 75. So the Broncos go to 5 wins and 1 loss on the season. 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Tigers, they are now 4-3 on the season. They go to 0-2 in conference play. Again, the final score, Hastings 88, Doan 75. Back with a recap after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is proud to announce the opening of the Kearney store located in downtown Kearney on the Bricks. We offer the same quality clothing, the same great customer service, and the same proper fitting and tailoring to make you look your very best. We also offer tuxedo rentals for any occasion. Come celebrate our grand opening Friday, November 22nd and Saturday, November 23rd. 20% off the entire store, including suits, outerwear, sportswear, dress shirts, and ties. Stop by and register for drawings. Gary Michaels Clothiers, grand opening, downtown Kearney on the Bricks.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it tonight over Doan. Final score of 88-75. Hastings got out to a 15-point lead in the first half at 22-7, led by 9 at halftime, 39-30. Doan cut the lead to 6 at 56-50 with about 10.5 minutes to play. But the Broncos hang on down the stretch, and they beat Doan tonight by a score of 88-75. The Broncos are now 5-1 in the season, 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan is 4-3 and 0-2 in conference play. Brady Lohman led the way tonight for Hastings. He scores 34 points in the ball game. Jake Hamburger had 12. Brent Wells had 10, 9 points apiece for Dylan Flynn and Abu Fall. We had 4 points from Tobin Reinwald and 3 for Akeem Morsant. For the Tigers of Doan, officially 27 points for Nick Reed in the ball game tonight. Hootie Holt had 14, 11 for Jamie Trevecki. Other scores, 4 points for Reed Williams and 7 for Dominique Smith. Hastings College wins it tonight, getting 34 points from Brady Lohman. They beat Doan by a score of 88-75. Stick around. We've got the players of the game coming up next. And then it's the coaches' post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
And we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, Hastings College winning the men's contest here tonight over Doan by the final score of 88-75. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHS. Hastings College women picking up a win in the opener tonight by a score of 83-73. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So a couple of big performances here in our doubleheader tonight. Jamie Van Kirk leading the way for the Hastings College women's basketball team tonight. She'll be our player of the game for the women. Van Kirk scoring a team high and a game high 23 points for the Broncos tonight. 7 out of 14 from the field. 1 out of 3 on three-pointers. She had 8 out of 9 free throws. Pulls down 2 rebounds tonight. Scores the 23 points. Had 2 assists and 4 steals as she plays 25 minutes and some change. The Hastings College women's basketball team tonight as they picked up a win over the Tigers in the opener, 83-73. And for the Hastings College men, a career high for Brady Lohman as he scores 34 points in the ball game tonight for the Broncos. He'll be our player of the game. Lohman, 12 out of 18 from the field, 4 out of 8 on three-pointers, 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Also pulls down 7 rebounds, 34 points, 4 assists, and a steal. As he plays all but 3 minutes for head coach Bill Gavers in the ball game tonight. So Jamie Van Kirk and Brady Lohman are players of the game tonight as Hastings College sweeps the Doane College Tigers. First game won by the Hastings College women's basketball team, 83-73. And the men picking up a victory in the nightcap here tonight as they beat the Tigers by the score of 88-75. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And Hastings College wins it here tonight in men's college basketball, the final score of 88-75 over Doane as Brady Lohman pumps in a career-high 34 points for the Broncos tonight as Hastings improves to 5 wins and 1 loss in the season. They are now 2-0 in the conference, and Hastings will get ready for the Morningside Mustangs coming up on Saturday. And the game times have been changed for this Saturday's contest. It'll be 5 and 7 o'clock up in Sioux City. The women's game will be at 5 o'clock. The guys will go at 7. Morningside has got an afternoon NAIA playoff football game on this Saturday, so they have moved the game times from 2 to 4 to 5 and 7. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 4:45 on Saturday. And again, the Hastings College women winning the first ball game here tonight over Doane by a score of 83-73. But a good performance here by the Hastings College men's basketball team as they knock off Doane by a score of 88-75. Bill Gavers joins us, the head coach for Hastings, and looks very enthusiastic crowd here tonight. You guys played with a mission in mind, I thought, tonight.
Oh, I thought our crowd was great. I thought they gave us a lot of energy, a lot of support. We had a great student body here. It was a large crowd who made noise, and they were into the game. And I think that does wonders, obviously, for the team. So we hope that that continues, that that's something that we have at every ball game.
Got it to a great start tonight, 22-7. You had the lead, that your biggest lead of the ball game there in the first half.
yeah, we really came out. We executed well. Our intensity was high. Our focus was high. Our players understood what we were trying to do offensively and defensively against Doan, and we executed that. So if we can sustain that, you know, getting out of the gate, being ready to compete right away, then we've got a chance to be awfully good.
I haven't seen all your games. What you saw against Benedictine and saw you earlier in the season, but this looked like a pretty solid performance both halves, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, again, our players' ability to take a plan and execute it and talk to each other. We're getting a lot better at communicating on the floor and talking our way through things, and you've got to be able to do that because a lot of things happen in the course of a game. So you got to be mentally tough to handle the ups, the downs. And the way you do that is you communicate on the floor to one another, whether it's something that's happening defensively or offensively. And we're getting better in those areas, and that's going to help us down the road.
Brady Lohman, a career-high 34 tonight for you guys.
Brady Lohman's just, I mean, I always say this, if people saw him practice, you'd understand why he could perform on Wednesday night and Saturday night. His focus, his passion, his intensity, his desire to be great is something that all players should have. And again, I'm happy for him because it paid off tonight. And he, you know, he's so smart. He understands matchup. Second half, he just posts at the elbow because he feels he's got a matchup. He hits three straight jumpers over the top of someone. So his IQ is off the charts, and his desire to be great is off the charts. And when you have those things, you've got an opportunity to be a great player.
You guys, six games into the season, look like you're having a lot of fun out there right now. You're a lot of smiles out there, and you guys, it looks like you're just having fun. Not only you guys, but the players too.
Yeah, I think our passion level's high. I think our guys want to be great. They understand there's a process to being great, that there's some sacrifice involved. But then game night, when you're able to go out and execute and show people that you've got something special potentially going, it's exciting for them. And it's great to see them be passionate about what they're doing.
There's just not too many things to nitpick the Broncos tonight. You out-rebound this group 31-23. You shoot 60% for the ball game, 42% from three-point territory, 70% from the free throw line. Maybe the only thing is the 20 turnovers, but you're gonna have a little bit of that.
Yeah, we know we got to take better care of the ball. I mean, our players were saying it on the bench. We can't be sloppy because you look at those numbers, 60% from the field. It's nice to see us shoot 42 from the arc because on the year that's 12% higher than we have. We've got good shooters, so I think that's going to come. I think we got a good job of we know we attack their switches. They do some switching defensively. I think our players were smart to get the ball inside at times. So hopefully those things continue. We just got to keep working on a daily basis.
2-0 now in the conference. Now we go to another place on Saturday where we have not had a whole lot of success in winning basketball games, and that's up in Morningside.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk a lot about here and now. All we can control is what we're doing, you know, right now. And tomorrow we got to come to work. I think our players are understanding that if you're going to compete well on game night, it has to happen in practice. We have to have two great practices. We got to come back tomorrow. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy the win. Talk to your families. Do those things because, you know, wins are special. But then when we come back tomorrow, we got to have a workman's attitude, carry that over to Friday, you know, get on the bus Saturday and compete against a very good school. And we're looking forward to that challenge. Those are the opportunities players love.
Have you had good practices? I mean, have you had any down practices?
You know, we really haven't. Since our loss to Benedictine, you know, we came back and played AIB, played very inspired, had a whole week to get ready for Northwestern. We talked a lot about having a sense of urgency in practice. Our players responded to that in the last 2 days against Doan. I thought we had really good practices and preparation. Our guys are dialed in on executing things, and so we just got to continue that. One thing we talk about is you cannot be content. You can't be satisfied with where you're at. You always got to be striving to be better.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos win it tonight as they beat the Tigers of Doan by a score of 88-75. We'll get our final words from the Osborne Sports Complex right after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
So a career high 34 points tonight for Brady Lohman at Hastings College goes to 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Two very impressive wins over Northwestern and Doan to start the conference season, but it doesn't get any easier as Hastings will be on the road on Saturday at Morningside. Again, the game times have been switched up there. It'll be a 5 o'clock start for the Hastings College women. It'll be a 7 o'clock start for the guys. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at about 4:45 on Saturday afternoon. But the Hastings College women win in the opener 83-73 behind 23 points from Jamie Van Kirk. 34 tonight for Brady Lohman. The Hastings College men knock off Doan by a score of 88-75. My producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.